Welcome back, folks. It's Monday, April 15th. It's tax day, and a little late in the game for me to say don't put it off, so no judgment here, just don't wait till after the Braves game. Born on this date, in 1945, former Major League second baseman Ted Sizemore of Gadsden, National League Rookie of the Year in 1969. Today, let's talk about a big primary runoff, a former Methodist church and a legal fight with his former denomination, officer body cams, and a national championship. My name's Ike Morgan, and we are down in Alabama. Now, before you complain about some of the current crop of Republican politicians not playing nice, at least note they don't play nice with each other either. Barry Moore just last week beat Jerry Carl in a really contentious Alabama 1 Republican primary after both candidates locked up in a tried-and-true GOP campaign strategy of sparring over conservative bona fides. Now we have the newfangled Alabama 2 primary runoff on Tuesday. Now District 2 was redrawn to give Democrats an advantage somewhere other than District 7. Alabama 1 is a horizontal district that runs across the bottom of the state. Alabama 2 claims part of Mobile, and then a horizontal swath above District 1. It includes Montgomery County. Now, the Republican primary in District 2 has also leaned into the negative. Caroline Dobson is a Montgomery attorney running against former State Senator Dick Brubaker for the GOP nomination. Dobson calls Brubaker a career politician who is not supportive enough of Donald Trump. Brubaker's a 63-year-old who spent 8 years in the state Senate and boasts a hefty collection of endorsements from pro-Trump groups. He said Dobson's been lying about his record. Now, the winner of this runoff will have the challenge of trying to keep the district red. On the Democrat side Tuesday, Shamari Figures of Mobile and Anthony Daniels of Huntsville square off. Figures worked for the Obama administration and the Justice Department. Daniels is the current minority leader in the Alabama House of Representatives. As more than half of the state's Methodist churches formally split from the United Methodist Church denomination over the past few years, the individual congregations were paying settlements to acquire their churches and infrastructure. Some have paid as high as $4 million. AL.com's Greg Garrison reports that Harvest Church of Dothan has been arguing in court that it already owns its own property. There's a good bit at stake here. Harvest Church is a large church that sits on 10 acres and has a worship center that seats 1,200. Founding pastor Ralph Sigler said the church has never had UMC on its sign and that some members weren't even aware of the affiliation. And when it bought its current property and built its current worship center, there was no trust clause to make the Alabama-West Florida Conference of the UMC an owner of the property. Harvest's efforts remained alive on Friday when the Alabama Supreme Court denied a UMC request to dismiss the lawsuit. A Houston County court denied the same earlier. So now the case goes back to a lower court for a hearing. The Tuscaloosa Police Department is updating its standard operating procedure to require non-uniformed officers to wear body cams during many situations, reports AL.com's Hannah Denham. Now, although the changes came after last year's shooting of Tristan Clark by an undercover officer, the requirement does not extend to officers when they're undercover. Otherwise, investigative officers are expected to wear body cams. That includes narcotics teams and the SWAT team. During the December 20th shooting that's behind all this, two undercover officers pulled over Clark. Police say Clark pulled out a gun after being told not to. A lawyer for Clark's mother said that two people in the car with Clark dispute that account. There was no video of the incident, and a grand jury did not charge the officer. Well, you can say Jacksonville State's first year of women's bowling went pretty well. On Saturday, the Gamecocks became the NCAA Division I women's bowling champions. Now, it was a first-year program, but the roster included seven transfers with college experience. The Gamecocks beat Arkansas State in a best-of-seven match in the finals. Now, this is the first national championship for Jacksonville State Athletics since it won an NCAA Division II football title way back in 1992. Thank y'all so much for listening. We've got a big week ahead of us. We'll be back to do this again tomorrow. Till then, y'all come on by and see what we're doing on the internet anytime you want to at al.com.